Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
I'm going to speak on things written aforetime, and I'm going to speak about the law. I want to read a statement coming from Romans 15:4. Romans 15:4 says, things written aforetime were written for our learning. The things written aforetime are a necessary part of our learning. Your learning, your knowledge, is incomplete without knowledge and understanding of the things written aforetime. 2 Peter 1:5 commandment says, add to your faith virtue. Now, virtue is uprightness, honesty. So add to your faith honesty. And to honesty, or to virtue, knowledge. I say this, there is no honesty coming from the papacy and the Christian ministers. So, again, the commandment says, add to your faith virtue, which is honesty, and to virtue, knowledge. You are commanded to add the learning of the things of God to your knowledge. You see that it is not just any knowledge, but that knowledge which comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The papacy and Christian ministers do not teach the things of God. Hear this. When one who professes faith in Jesus receives knowledge that has come from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he departs from the faith in Jesus. He departs from Christianity. He comes out from the hypocrites, the liars, and transgressors. Now, who are the hypocrites, the liars, and transgressors? Those of the Christian ministry. They are the hypocrites, liars, and transgressors, of which I speak and of which the Authorized Version speaks when it says come out from among them. The 2 Peter 1:5 commandment, to get to receive knowledge, is not a new one. It stems from the Old Testament. Remember Proverbs 9:10? It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Who does the AVB declare holy? Answer, the AVB says God and God alone is holy. And you should know by now that the Lord God, the God which the AVB speaks of, his name is Tommy L. Hart. You should know that by now. All men should know that by now. All people should know it. So God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is holy. And his knowledge, that knowledge which comes from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, the AVB says, that is understanding. There's a statement in Proverbs. Let me put it up. It says, read it here. It says in Proverbs 2, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. So you are to receive the wisdom that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. You are to receive the knowledge and understanding that comes directly from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Proverbs 9:9 says, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Still further back, Proverbs 9, verse 6 says, forsake the foolish. Let me stop there. Let's look at that and ask, who are the foolish? Now, the book of Psalms tells us, depart from evil. Well, let me answer that question. Who are the foolish? The foolish are the liars, the hypocrites, and transgressors, of which I spoke earlier. The foolish Christian ministers, for the things they speak and say, certainly are foolish, very foolish things. So, and remember the Bible asks the question. It asks, who is a liar? And I've answered that question. The liars are the lying Christian ministers. They feed to the people lies and deceit. The Bible also says in Psalm 34, depart from evil. Now, to depart from evil is to forsake the foolish. Depart from evil. What are you departing from? What is the Bible commanding you to depart from? What is the law of the Lord commanding you to depart from? When the law of the Lord says depart from evil, it is demanding you, it is commanding you to depart from Christianity and all religion. Did you get that? When the AVB commands you to depart from evil, it is commanding you to depart from the evil of Christianity and all religion. So, to depart from evil is to forsake the foolish. Now, the statement there, Proverbs 9:6 says, forsake the foolish and live. Live. Now, how are you to live? You are to live in accordance with the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Forsake, because that is what the Bible teaches. Okay? Forsake the foolish and live. Come out of Christianity and all religion and live, you know. And you are also commanded to what? To submit yourselves to the authority of God and his word. You are commanded to submit yourself to the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and his word. So, forsake the foolish and live. And go in the way of understanding. Did you get that? Depart from evil, depart from Christianity and religion for a much better thing. God having provided some better thing, the Bible says in Hebrews, God has provided clarity of the law. Foolish and live, go in the way of understanding. When you go in the way of understanding, you fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, as the Bible has commanded you. In Ecclesiastes, it says, fear God and keep his commandments. Okay? So when you go in the way of understanding, you fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, you submit to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, you trust the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, as the Bible commands you to do. You follow and obey the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And when you do those things, you are obeying the law. And when you obey the law, you are obeying the AVB's word, the Authorized Version's word concerning the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. There is no other way of righteousness, according to the AVB, and there is no other way of understanding when it comes to the way of the Lord in the AVB. I will read the beginning statement again, which is a commandment. It says, add to your faith virtue, which is honesty, and to virtue, knowledge. Remember, the knowledge which the AVB gives and upholds is the knowledge concerning God and the people. The Bible, the AVB, which is a law book through and through, is not about God only. It is about God and his people. Question, and who are those that the Bible teaches belong to God? Answer. Psalm 24, verse 1 responds, listen, the earth is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. Let me read that again. This concerns you. This concerns the Lord God and all that is his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. how that is not, now that is not a mere opinion. That is the law. That statement is a part of the law. What does that statement say about you? Answer, it says clearly that you are a possession of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. That statement, Psalm 24:1, is knowledge. It speaks of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and you, his possession. Now, that bit of knowledge is confirmed in Romans 14:8, which says, the people say there, they declare, we are the Lord's. That is to say, we, all the people, are the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's. Servants, that is, possessions. Psalm 119, verse 91, speaks to the matter, saying, to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, all are thy servants. The three statements, Psalm 24:1, Romans 14:8, and Psalm 119, verse 91, speak of the people's relationship to their Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Those statements say, one, all the people are possessions of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and two, all the people are servants belonging to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Elements of the law, and they are a part of the knowledge concerning God and his people. And that bit of knowledge exists for your learning and your abiding by. That bit of knowledge is a part of the law. That bit of learning or knowledge is a component of the things written aforetime. What do we see? Answer, we see clearly that things written aforetime are not found only in the Old Testament, but they are written throughout the Bible. And those things which are written aforetime and throughout the Bible are for our learning and application. All the things written aforetime for our learning and application are all parts of the law. The law which has to do with God and his possessions. Now the point of all this is that each piece of information concerning the Lord God, his works, his responsibilities, his person, his possessions, etc., is part and parcel of a much larger thing. That much larger thing is the law. It is the law of the Lord and his possessions. I read this, and this was taken from the internet. Ignorance of the law does not excuse, or ignorance of the law excuses no one, is a legal principle holding that a person who is unaware of a law, listen carefully, may not escape liability for violating that law merely because he or she was unaware of its content. An Aristotle expression, taken again from the internet, is nobody is thought to be ignorant of the law, or not knowing the law is harmful. Thus, the law imputes knowledge of all laws to all persons within the jurisdiction. The doctrine assumes that the law in question has been properly published and distributed, for example, by being printed in a government gazette or made available over the internet or printed in volumes available for sale at affordable prices. And then also taken from the internet. The law binds all races of man and all times. Cicero. Now, I, Tommy O. Hart, say to you, the people, the law concerning God and his possessions is a published thing. Listen carefully to these things which I say. The law concerning God and his possessions is a published thing. It has been published for quite some time. It has never been canceled, never been repealed. It continues to be valid and published at the present time. Now, you may ask, where can the published law of which the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, speaks be found? Where is it? How can you get published law concerning God and his possessions? My answer, many millions of people already possess a copy of the law concerning God and his possessions. The published law is in many countries. The published law can be easily obtained. It is in many bookstores. The law concerning God and his possessions. Let me read this. Millions of copies of the published law are sold and bought each year. Now, to answer the question, where can the published law be found, I say to you, the published law can be found in the book called Holy Bible. It is found in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, which is also called King James Version. The AVB was first published in English in the year 1611. So you see, the law concerning God and his possessions has been in publication for many years. It continues to be published at this present time. The law of the Lord, which concerns God and his possessions, is a published thing. And you are under that law. You are under that law. I have read the law of the Lord and his possessions over the internet on this same program, Lawmaster Program, to hear the reading of the law from Lawmaster, who is God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Go to my archives, Lawmaster's archives. Let me say this about the law. The last reading on the internet that I have given or will have given is the authoritative one, the last one, the last word on any matter that of which I have spoken, my final statement on that matter is the authoritative one. Do you get that? That means if I've said something at one time and then later on I say something different from that which I said with regard to the same thing, and if those things conflict, the last word I gave on the matter stands. That's clear, isn't it? Easy to understand. The last word on the matter stands if there is a conflict. All right? Now, I try to write in a way when there are no conflicts. But, you know, being man, one is capable of mistakes. That's part of being a human being, isn't it? God, the God-man, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible, the one the Bible declares, this man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power, having the designation of God. So, back to the point of the matter here. The law, which I have clarified, can be heard from Lawmaster's archives. And even parts of it can be read, probably. You have the law published in two places. The law published in the Authorized Version Bible. And remember, I do recommend, if you don't have one, get the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. That is the Bible which God himself uses. That is the authoritative word coming from men to God. The Authorized Version Bible, which I call the AVB, which is also called King James Version. That is the authority. It has authority over anything the Pope. It has authority over the Pope. It has authority over the lying Christian ministers, those belonging to the Pope and others. It has authority over all. AVB gives authority to God. Sorry. So, the law is a published thing. You have the responsibility of obeying the law concerning God and his people. That's why you have the Bible, people. That's why you have the Bible. Okay, the matter speaks for itself. What is the purpose of the Bible? The purpose of the Bible I have been teaching is to show the relationship, give a relationship that is to exist between God and the people when God comes to this earth. God has come to this earth. God is here right now. God is speaking right now on this program. God is present with man. The Lord is with you. Okay? The Lord is with you, the people, at this present time. The law of the Bible stands at this present time. So, I have talked about adding to your faith knowledge that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I've spoken concerning the things written aforetime, and you see that the things written aforetime are not just written in the Old Testament, but they are written throughout the Bible. Huh? At one time, I have said, I believe, that the things written aforetime are the things in the Old Testament. That was not exact. That was not right. Okay, I admit that. All right? The things written, which the, when the Bible says the things written aforetime, the things written aforetime are found throughout the Bible. And you can see that through my teaching, the things, the statements which I bring forth to you. I bring statements from the Old, and I bring statements from the rest of the Bible. Things written aforetime are not just written in the Old Testament, which apply to you. Things written aforetime are found in the Old Testament and throughout the rest of the Bible as well. That's a very important thing, very important thing. And I told you today that the law of which I speak, the law of which I've even read, the law of the Lord, the law concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and his possessions is a published thing. It has been published for hundreds of years. It has never been canceled, never been repealed. It is valid. It stands today. And it will stand tomorrow. Join me next time.